Now time for our Jefferson West Locker Room Chat here tonight on KNZA, presented by Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. I'm Brandon Tabman, Jeff West girls coach Justin Schwinn joining us here for a few minutes, as he does each and every week. And a couple of games to talk about, Coach, and you obviously wrapped up your midseason tournament at Wellsville on Saturday in that fifth-place game against Lansing, and not only did you guys win, you won in a big way, 81-11 the final score, a 70-point winner on Saturday. So obviously a big momentum swing to close out that tournament over the weekend.
Yeah, that tournament's a tough tournament. We ended up playing Baldwin and Blue Valley Southwest, and then we played Lansing there to wrap it up. Lansing's kind of had a rough year, and the coach knows it, and he's doing the best with what he's got. But we came out Saturday and played fairly well, hit some shots, were aggressive on the boards, and limited our turnovers, which was a big reason why we were able to put up the points, and our defense was solid as we got going.
You guys are in the middle of a stretch here over these, you know, going back to that midseason tournament last week and then going to the end of this week, a stretch where you're out of league and playing some non-league opponents. And, you know, you mentioned Lansing to close it out Saturday. Monday night, you took on Linden at home, and that was another win, 60-49. So just kind of building off the Lansing win from Saturday and getting a big win at home against Linden on Monday night.
Yeah, we're starting to find a little confidence again. I think maybe that Saturday game helped us a little bit on Monday, even though we didn't have any practice before that in Linden game. And Linden's a tough team. They've got a player that really impressed me, number 33, and we had to do some different things to kind of slow her down. But girls, after our first half, which we didn't feel like we played very well, scored 20 points, and for us that's kind of low. Second half, we came out and put up 40 points and ended up pulling that game out, and then kind of in the fourth quarter we closed the gap in the third and finished off in the fourth. I was really proud of the girls, down almost 10 at half, and they never laid down, never batted an eye, and said, just let's get stopping a good shot, and that's what we did.
Talked about a little bit ago just kind of the strength of competition with, you know, Blue Valley Southwest last week, Linden being a quality opponent as well. You're going to see another quality opponent on Friday, a top-tier team in 1A D1, and that is Wabunsee. You guys go on the road. They lost a two-point game to Axtell earlier this week, but again, it's a top-flight team in the 1A class. You guys are going on the road, kind of a longer trip out there, but what can you tell us about Wabunsee, the challenges there, and just trying to keep this winning, you know, little winning streak going for you guys?
Well, there is no doubt it will be a challenge. They're a 1A school, but that does not mean anything. We played Wabunsee last year, and I knew at the time that they had a couple younger girls, sophomores last year, that are now juniors this year, that are quite talented, and was able to watch some of the Axtell game and last night, and it was a close game. Maybe helped us with a little ideas on how to defend it, but we know it's going to be quite a challenge, but it's also a great opportunity for us as we keep moving towards the season.
Yeah, just a few weeks left, man. It goes by quick, and we still got a lot to talk about and a lot to dissect here over the next few weeks. That is Justin Schwinn joining us, Jeff West girls basketball coach. Again, closing out the midseason tournament at Wellsville Saturday. Big fifth-place win against Lansing. Followed that up with a win Monday at home against Linden. Now a few days off here getting ready for a road trip to Wabunsee on Friday night. Coach, we always appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, appreciate you. Thank you.